Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me.
Thanks for not blasting me out with that light like you have been.
Well, we just haven't got started yet. I'll turn it on in just a bit. We also have a special guest. How you doing? What's your name?
Doing fine, Steve.
Steve is with us. He's a friend of my wife's. And he were here, it was a few months ago, right?
Months ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so he actually, you know, the statute of limitations wore off. And
you can't talk about that on the air, though.
Oh, right? I'm sorry.
Actually, I forgot what happened last time.
Yeah, well, you blocked it out, as most people do. So Steve is with us. Scuba Steve. We could call him that, I guess.
CJ doesn't really think I've ever dove before.
He didn't. Why
I didn't say that.
Yes,
why are you
did.
Putting words in my mouth?
No, yeah. I said I was in Grenada, and you named off a bunch of dive sites. It's like, didn't go there, didn't go there, didn't go there. It's like, I don't think you've ever been in the water.
Oh, was that last time?
That was.
Man. See? I don't remember that at all.
chances are he was drinking heavily, and that's why it didn't.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe.
Not too much.
It's Scuba Radio Happy Hour. What do you want? All right, so we got
this is coffee. This is black coffee.
We have some folks socially distanced here in the studio today, and we're, taking the proper precautions. Socially lubricating. Isn't that what it is? There's a lot of alcohol.
You make it sound so dirty.
Yeah. I do.
Playboy after hours.
So, but we do have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web today, and that would include Bubba Boy, Barry the Bugger.
Yep.
We even have Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy.
What's going on?
And I think we got Mermaid Kristen, right? She's there.
Yep.
I haven't even. Yeah, she's there. Is she working? Are you working today, Kristen? Is that what's going on, or what?
Yeah. If you hear any kind of like slamming in the background when I'm talking, it's because I'm at work.
She's at work throwing axes.
I was just wondering, what is her job?
Yeah, that's what she does. She throws axes at people, and they pay her for it. It's an amazing like Lizzie Borden kind of thing.
The way you say it, Greg, it sounds dirty.
Just what I do. Thanks, Bubba Boy.
Hear me.
So I'm gonna go to Kristen first because we have a special guest beyond Scuba Steve. I'll tease it at that, but she's going to hang tight for just a minute because I want to get to Kristen because she is at work, and we, normally this would be great because we'd try to see if we could get her fired live on the radio. It'd be radio gold, but I figured, with all the COVID stuff, you got to make every dollar you can, and that's what Kristen is doing right now. We don't want to interfere with that. So, Kristen, in between your work duties, you've walked outside to take a little break. And I want to get you on and then get you back into work so you can make some money. But you're doing this new project, or it's not really new, but you've kind of launched a new mermaid project that we want to get out there to everybody to check out and support accordingly. Correct?
Yeah. So I've always had like my little mermaid Instagram account to kind of post all my travels and my fun stuff.
Right.
The stuff I do with you guys. But here lately with all the COVID stuff and then my accident, since I'm not really allowed to work, I started kind of actually.
What are you laughing at, CJ? What's so funny?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, well, okay.
Sorry.
All right. They love it when they do. They love that when you do that. You don't want to say?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, the noise in the background, once again, is people throwing axes.
Sorry. I'm trying to move away from it, but not lose my Wi-Fi signal.
She has to move quickly to avoid the axes. They're throwing them at you as we speak. Maybe that's what the issue is. So you got to be agile and quick. right?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so this mermaid project, you make mermaid, not necessarily tails. I don't know, maybe you do tails too, but the main thing is tops. You make mermaid tops, right?
Yeah, so everyone's always kind of commented on how much they love the tops I wear whenever I do my mermaid stuff, yeah. And all tops that I've made myself. So I decided that since the only thing I was really allowed to do is sit around the house, I would actually just start fully make them for people and sell them.
Duh, Kristen. Oh my God. Whoa. That one was close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is crazy. All right.
Let her pitch her thing.
They're pitching. All right.
Yes, great.
Okay, so you're making these tops, and so you put together this whole thing where a website featuring a bunch of the different designs that you've made over the years,
yeah.
and now people can order them, and you'll make them to order, I guess. Is that it?
Yeah, so I make them to order. Mm-hmm. Right now, I just started, I made myself a business Facebook page.
Yeah.
So it's going to have my tops as well as I linked it to my Instagram so it can see what I'm doing in my mermaid life as well.
Right. Okay, which is good marketing. That's a good way to go about it.
I started doing that so I can try and get some more orders and make some money. And, everyone always asks me if I have a page or a website where they can see stuff. So I decided I would just go ahead and go for it. It's not really the best yet. It doesn't have everything up on it as I made it a week ago.
Right. It's a work in progress. Yeah, understood. Okay. And if you go to Facebook, all you have to do, because you got to go through Facebook to get to it or what, right?
Yeah, it's a Facebook business page.
Through there to find the business page on Facebook, and it's what is it, my something, what
it's the Northern Neck Mermaid.
The Northern Neck Mermaid. Do a search on Facebook for that, and it'll pull up Mermaid Kristen's new business page to sell her mermaid tops. So Northern Neck Mermaid. Well, what's the story behind that? Why is there a neck involved and why is it Northern?
Oh, she's a redneck.
It's a big thing here. Everyone,
okay.
If you're from the Northern Neck, you that's where you tell people you're from the Northern Neck, and it has to do with the individual peninsulas that are going down the side of the state.
Got it.
So, it's the Northern Neck because it's the top peninsula.
Right, and you're not a redneck. You're a Northern Neck.
It's where all
neck.
The rednecks are, Greg.
Okay, they just call them Northern Necks up there. Right. Well, Kristen, I think that's awesome. You're taking the initiative to make some money, and it's good stuff. I saw Barry wrote down the website address. He's looking for it right now.
I'm already looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. You make him an order,
I assume.
Yeah.
If you want to see an example, actually, Walt ordered a top from me.
He did. Okay. What size was that? Would that be double D something?
It was for Taylor.
It was for mermaid tail.
That's what
tail.
He said.
You're giving me
You're
a bad image.
Walt out in the pool now wearing his mermaid top.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we have pictures of Walt in different mermaid attire, but that that has a tendency to happen sometimes at the Gomez Hilton. So what? You don't discriminate. You'll patronize. Someone like Barry can patronize that. He might have something he needs to cover up. He's going his face.
He's a whole lot of things.
Oh, God. I think you got an order. Yeah.
It's got a picture of me as the cover photo as a mermaid down on the
water. There's a reason to go look right there. Yeah.
She has lovely starfish.
You're going to have to order more material, though, if Barry orders. You hear what I'm saying, Kristen?
Why are you shaking?
Yeah. Boy.
God help us. All right. Well, Kristen, get back in there and keep those people from cutting people up and showing all the black stuff they got in there, their fellow patrons.
Yeah. I'm going to try and talk to you guys some more next week. Hopefully, I'll actually be free. I've been so busy recently.
Yes. Well, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kristen. Enjoy your axe throwing.
Have fun at Cashapalooza.
Yeah, there you go. Mermaid Kristen, a Northern Neck mermaid, and she's back to work now throwing axes. It's a thing.
I love the sound. You could hear it all.
Yeah, those are real axes, being thrown against walls generally. Every once in a while, you hear a... Yeah, and yeah, you might have missed the target, but that's part of the adventure. That's what makes it exciting, a fun activity, a fun
right
family
next door
activity.
To that is a prosthetic limb factor,
right?
I think is
you could go to a haunted house or you could risk your life. What's more fun than that? I don't think there anything even comes close. All right, so we got that taken care of. We do have a special guest who is part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, at least for a while. And this is a blast from the past. Yes, Mermaid Abby, the original Scuba Radio Mermaid, is with us today. Abby, how are you?
Hey, Greggy. I'm good. It's nice to see everybody. I see a couple of familiar faces here. I've got Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ. I can't see CJ's beautiful face.
Well, you don't want to.
That's a blessing. One.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
God damn you.
Hey, quit.
I know. Why would you deprive me?
Oh, can you feel the love? Can you feel? See, I hadn't, you know, we have all this love to share.
Mermaid fetus. It's been too long.
Oh, she was. That was her nickname.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. That is a.
Oh, good time. So, hey, look, we're going to catch up with Mermaid Abby. She has some new stuff. She's hit the big time. That's why you don't hear her regularly on Scuba Radio. But today, she obviously was bored to tears and said she'd join us. So we got her and much more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida dive retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Hey, y'all, this Jerry the Diver got to tell you about the Moray DCT. It doesn't stand for drinking country tonic. It stands for Diver Communication Torch, a dive light with a noisemaker built right in. Simple and brilliant, just like me. Ooh, is it bright. Plus, you can take it on airplanes because it uses standard C-cell Echoline batteries with 8 hours of burn time. Proudly made in America, the Moray Dive Light DCT. Get yours at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What was it like? I mean, going down there and zero buoyancy, you're floating around in the water. And
it's like being on space. Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt. It's that sort of, you know, you can explain how amazing it is to people when they've done it. I think everybody kind of, when people have, you know, dove and enjoy it, I think everybody understands why it's just that incredible. I just love diving.
Won't you tell me where am I?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, we lost Eddie Van Halen this week. And, you know, we're right in that age group where, man, Eddie and Van Halen had a major influence, you know, on me, topside. You know, if we would have been able to take Van Halen down underwater when I first learned to dive, you could do that now. And you know what? I'm tempted. You know, that album, Diver Down. Did that ring, you know, kind of unique to you as a diver, CJ, when that came
out?
No,
I got
back
that
in the day?
Long before. That was my first Van Halen album.
I know, but
it was before I was a diver.
It was a flash to the future, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Van Halen knew this. when they put it out that this was going to be a signal to folks like you and I who love their music that we'd want to, you know, learn how to become scuba divers.
Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse Greg. He's on some powerful hallucinogenics this morning.
Just like every week.
I don't know if it's mushrooms or what.
Yeah, well,
he's been sniffing
CBD
crack.
Oil,
high-grade pharmaceuticals.
Maybe. All right, but just
sniffing crack.
Whatever you can do to get over the loss of Eddie. It was sad to hear that this
Hey,
week.
Thank God we have new AC/DC music.
That's
coming.
Right. Have you heard that song, Shot in the Dark?
Of course I have.
Sweet.
It's on my phone now.
Oh, my gosh, awesome stuff. Anyway, to more positive things, I don't know. How long ago it was when we had Mermaid Abby, the original Scuba Radio Mermaid on Scuba Radio. Hell, it might have been that long ago.
It's been a minute, as the kids say.
I guess it has. It has been a while. But we have her today. And the reason is because, obviously, she's bored like everybody else with COVID and lockdown.
Well, I'm surprised she's here.
What do you mean?
Because I thought she got swallowed by a giant anaconda.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, she texts me.
CJ, it's a giant titanoboa, is what I was actually.
A titanoboa.
Titanoboa.
Wow. Okay.
It was almost devoured by a titanoboa. So.
Wow. Continue. All right. Well, let me explain what happened. So I get this text from Abby early in the week, and she says, "Hey, Greg, check this out." And she sends me this link to a video on YouTube that had been seen by over 2 million people. And it's like the top 15 monsters in the depths of the ocean or some crap like that. Some kind of clickbait video type deal. And she goes, "Watch the video." And I'm like, "What is this?" And sure enough, about a minute or two in, there's this scene of this giant, like, what'd you call it again? I thought it was an anaconda, but it was a what?
It was a titanoboa.
A titanoboa.
Quite a bit larger than the anaconda.
Like the megalodon of anacondas. And in front of this giant sea snake was a picture of Abby giving the okay sign.
In full dive gear.
In full dive gear. And I might even have taken the picture. I think they might have stolen it from the Scuba Radio website.
She's got it up.
There you go. Yeah.
That way everybody can see it.
Well, have a picture of it up on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. If you want to look at it, just scroll through the timeline and you can see it on there. But I said, "Oh my gosh, is that really you?" She goes, "Yeah, that's my wetsuit. That's my rag. I recognize."
She didn't realize it was behind her.
That's right. Exactly. I didn't either, and I took the damn picture.
You know what? She's always been a super strong swimmer and a real good diver, so she must have just outswam the damn thing.
Evidently, or she turned around and stabbed it with her dive knife.
Oh, that'd be good.
Well, Greg and I have been friends for a very long time.
Very long time,
and that photo was taken 60 million years ago.
Of course.
That's the last time that the Titanic boat.
Right. We don't want to start any unnecessary rumors that the Titanic. Titanic,
old Greg,
kind of whatever still exists because it does.
Discovery Channel get a hold of that picture and it's all hell. Greg.
Oh hell yeah! So
they won't be able
go.
To control the celebrity.
That's
but
right.
Greg did take that picture, and I will say, Greg is a great underwater photographer. I was a good subject.
Yes,
don't do that.
Photo has popped up a couple of other times in just like random ads and different publications. But this is my favorite. This is by far my favorite.
As it should be.
So somebody owes Abby some money, I think.
No, I took
actually
the photo.
Owes Greg the.
Yeah,
Greg
thank you, Barry.
Right. She's the subject.
She is the subject.
Yeah, but Greg has the copyright on the photo.
Yeah, we'll go with
the
that.
Took
right.
The photo.
Whatever brings Greg me more dough, I'm going with
so
that.
So Greg owes Abby.
Yeah.
You know, Abby took my favorite picture of all time.
She did.
Of me diving.
Of and what were you doing
Turks
at the
and Caicos,
time?
Turks and Caicos, 2008, and
you were in front of a giant anaconda.
No, she got a picture of.
He had a remora on his tank.
You got shut up! Jesus,
that was good.
See, I see what you go through. Now,
yeah, exactly. Right? See, thank you. CJ's channeling me on a typical Scuba Radio edition. Yeah.
Abby took a picture of a dolphin came by and buzzed me and framed itself perfectly in front of me.
Yeah,
and she happened to have a camera. And she just got this killer shot. I have it framed up on my wall.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Well, see, she has the magic touch.
I learned a few tricks from the dive master, so I can take a good underwater photo.
Yeah, she can. And there's been a lot of magical moments with our original mermaid, Mermaid Abby. And one in particular, back in the day, we would do these video shoots in like the Turks and Caicos, and they would be in the mermaid outfits, and the girls would be setting up a shot where they float up magically behind, a coral head or something, and I videotape, and I'm the camera guy, and we got the sun shining down from the water column. It's just magical. And Abby's supposed to float up above the coral head, and I'm gonna film this segment. And she does, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is amazing. And then I realize, the mermaid tail has slipped off the back of her ash.
Story.
Yeah, I laughed. That was hilarious. That was good times.
That cracked like a copper tone head.
I dropped the camera immediately for the ride. We don't have that
one option. Of a dozen embarrassing mermaid related stories. Yeah. So that one was pretty PG. Well, yes, I do remember realizing that it happened, but much later on. But I stayed in character.
Oh yeah, she stayed. She went through with the entire scene while I threw
She's
the camera.
Blowing public kisses.
Yeah, and I dropped the camera because I'm laughing hysterically. But
we need
good
to
times.
Know the stories on Greg, Abby.
There are
you
none.
Oh, can't tell those on the air.
And I'm muting their mic accordingly.
Yeah, you cut her off.
All right. So look, we do have a special guest coming up, another one. It's like crazy today on the show. Last week, Michelle, who was our Brazilian scuba diver hanging out at the Gomez Hilton with Camille DeMartini, was talking about that Mark V diving helmet experience that she had. Well, today we have her instructor on Scuba Radio. His name happens to be Greg as well, and he's going to join us here in just a bit and tell us what is involved in becoming certified or doing a Mark V helmet dive experience. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We have Scuba Steve, who is a special guest hanging out with us today as well. Mermaid Abby, one of the original Scuba Radio Mermaids, is part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today, connected via the web, which includes Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, here. Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini, and his special guest, Michelle. With us there again today. So it's good to see them on the closed caption video at Facebook Live. But we also are joined by a guy who shares my first on-air radio name, Greg Davis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dipstick.
No, that was a different guy. Greg Davis, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great. How's my sound?
Yeah, it sounds fine. Yeah, it sounds just good. Like I did when I first hit the radio airwaves. They asked me, they said, Greg, we don't want you to use your real name because then people will actually know who you are and be able to connect your name with how badly you sound on the radio. My first on-air, alias that I used back in the day. So anyway, Greg, I apologize for that. You happen to share that.
But you're Greg with like 4 G's at the end, right?
I'm 4G or maybe 5G next week. Yeah. We'll see. But Greg is an instructor, dive instructor for the Mark V helmet diving system. Is that right, Greg?
That's correct.
So is this a classic, the classic Mark V? And did you use this like in commercial diving back in the day yourself, or you learned it after this happened?
I have never been a commercial diver.
Okay.
But I won the helmet at DEMA in 2011.
Oh, okay. In 2011,
the HDS,
right?
The
Historical Diving Society, right?
The Historical Diving Society giveaway, and I won the helmet as soon as I paid the $1,500 tax on it.
Well, there you go. You have that. And then you said, well, I got it now. I better learn how to dive it. So he got the instruction, and next thing you know, he became an instructor with that process. So we're going to talk to Greg Davis. I don't believe that's his air name. That's his real name, just so we know.
Greg Davis hanging with you.
Yeah. Hey, you were there too. That's amazing. Sounds just like me. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
To go down the creepy tunnel inside the tomb first.
We're just gonna wait here for a little while till things quiet down, if you don't mind.
You're going down. You're going down. You're going down.
I have a friend who does the diving.
You're going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay. Well, that's fine. You're in the right place. CJ is in the studio with me, Scuba Steve, and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and our special guest, Greg Davis, who is an instructor of the Mark V diving helmet. Now, let me bring your student on real quick, Greg, because she's the reason you're on Scuba Radio today, and so you can blame her for what is about to happen, right? So, Michelle, how you holding up out there at the Gomez Hilton today? What's going on?
Here is always perfect. Look at this weather.
That's right. The weather is awesome. And it's probably better there in South Florida today than it is in Brazil, right? Where you're originally from. Right? You'd exactly. Much rather be at the Gomez Hilton, other than maybe you'd prefer to be diving in a Mark V helmet today. I saw the pictures, by the way, Michelle, that you posted up on Facebook of you.
It's super cool, right?
That's pretty awesome. You look like, you look like that diver from Scooby-Doo. You know, that... And it's awesome. Yeah. And so Greg was your instructor. Obviously, he did it and taught you how to go down there and have that experience. You shared that with everybody last week on the show. I thought that was pretty awesome stuff. So, Greg, you were saying that you got the helmet in 2011, and then obviously you got the proper training. I guess that went through the Historical Diving Society as well. They had some people they could steer you towards, or what?
No, we went down to the Keys to... we went down
some
the
guy
Keys
named Dick in the Keys. Gotcha.
Dick okay. Rutkowski.
A couple of them, right?
Rutkowski. Yeah.
All right.
Rutkowski. That's it.
All right.
And we got down there and we really wanted to know more about it after the experience that they provided us.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Walt, mute your mic.
Please.
He's waving. He's waving at the paddle boarders. Yeah, there's he's right there on the water, Greg. I apologize.
That's okay.
Gomez Hilton is a happening place. All right.
Look at this.
Yeah. We see you. All right. Yeah. Walt, mute, okay, mute. Mute.
Oh, my God. It's live.
Expletive
radio.
Deleted.
All right. So, okay, we got him squared away. I just took care of that for him.
So we went up to the manufacturer in Desco in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And they provided the training. And then we decided that there needed to be a crossover course from scuba divers or recreational divers into this very low technology but more demanding sort of diving.
Okay.
We created a course that Scuba Educators now is carrying for us, and we've had a huge, huge following so far.
I bet. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those kind of things that, as I was telling Michelle last week, I've always thought it would be very cool to go through a process of diving one of those Mark V helmets, even though I do kind of lean on the sides like, well, it's really old. I don't know.
But so are you. Yeah, so be perfect.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your support, you bastards. It's one of those, it's just kind of, it's like, you do it because it's there. It's something to just mark off the list to say that you've dove a Mark V helmet. That's what you get a lot, I would imagine, right?
It is. It is. And we teach the class because there are people that want to know more than just how to put it on and not dive when they get in the water.
Right. You got to know how to, once you have it on, you have to know how to act so that you can get away from Scooby-Doo and Shaggy when they come and accuse you of being an underwater ghost or something.
And we had that project like they had in Man of Honor, that you put together underwater with all the nuts and the bolts.
Right. Oh, okay. So you go through that skill, as Michelle was talking about last week, right? Yeah.
Get it. Greg won't be able to pass
yeah,
that.
Yeah, quiet you.
Well, as soon as they figure out how to do it, then we give them the three-fingered mittens to say do it again.
Ah, okay. And then it makes
very
it
very difficult.
Very difficult. Oh, sure. Yeah. So, I mean, so there's, you know, cool little tests that you go through and you know, kind of get an idea of what the guys had to deal with back in the day, I would imagine, right? That's kind of the part of the experience. So the whole thing that you do, is that like a two-day program or, I mean, what kind of thing are we talking about here?
The course itself is 5 days.
Okay.
And we're... At the end of the course, if you didn't get 2.5 or 3 hours of bottom time in the unit, then you didn't do all that you should have done. We're trying to get people to get to the point where they're comfortable in it.
Right.
And it's very different than scuba diving, but it uses all exactly the same principles. And you can get light in the suit, even though it weighs 180 pounds. And you can float around in the water. You can swim on the surface. You can go up and down in the water column.
Hmm. Nice. And really so you have the whole course, and then is there like a just an experience program that you guys do too? Because I thought I remember seeing something that you're going to be in what Vortex for a couple weeks doing like demonstration dives, right?
Saturday and Sunday we're going to do tri dives, and they're going to come for a 1 hour experience, and they will spend 30 minutes of it on the bottom.
Wow. Awesome. And so that'll happen at Vortex Springs next weekend. Is that right?
Not next weekend. The 31st of October and the 1st of November.
Okay. So Halloween. I mean, you talk about the ultimate dive experience.
What better
costume could you have? I mean, honestly, who hadn't wanted? Yeah, you've always wanted to be that Scooby-Doo guy, haven't you, CJ?
Sure, Greg.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, that'd be the ultimate Halloween costume for sure.
And Scooby-Doo. You can actually do it on
Halloween a day. That'd be pretty amazing.
How do you keep the chocolate from getting soggy?
How do you keep what?
The chocolate from getting soggy.
Well, that's...
I don't know. Steve. How do you keep the chocolate?
You put it in the suit. It's a dry suit, isn't it? Yeah. Greg, is the whole thing dry?
Yes, it's all dry.
Okay, see? So you have no issues there. So you put your candy bar in your butt cheeks and you keep it there for after the dive.
Greg made chocolate
good to go.
It's not a Baby Ruth.
Anyway, so Greg, for people who want more information on how to do this Mark V diving experience, where do they go? Is there a website or what?
Well, we have a Facebook page. We don't have a website.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page and it's called Mid-Atlantic Mark V equipment. Mark V equipment. Anyway, and it's
Mark V equipment group.
It's a closed group that we admit people to, and they can email me from that group, and I will give them chapter and verse on everything that they need to know to either to participate or to whatever they want to do.
Okay, so if it's someone like Mermaid Abby is like, okay, this is what you do. I'm going to let you into the group. I'll tell you what it takes and what you have to, you know, all the prerequisites and that kind of thing. And if it's someone like Barry, you'll totally ignore it and say, sorry, I don't want to hear from you and block
hey,
you.
Greg?
No, I'm not putting a big
question?
Helmet on my head.
Yes, Jerry.
Actually,
what?
You don't really feel it, but 2 minutes while you're on the surface.
Yeah.
Once you're in the water, it doesn't weigh anything.
Well, there you go. Exactly. Jerry, what say you?
Cameron Bird just posted on Scuba Radio Live, Facebook Live page, that scuba educators, instructors can dive the suit for free with Greg October 31st and November 1st. Just pay the $25 admission fee.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a deal then.
And you should get down there with us.
You know what? Well, it'd be up there for me. Vortex Springs is what, on the corner?
It's up next to Destin, between Destin and Panama City.
Okay. Yeah, well,
it's on the Alabama border, but just above Panama City. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, the one that Delta just went through.
No, you're incorrect.
No.
But regardless, I may have to do that. Well, you just do a search on Vortex Springs and you can find it.
Great place to dive. Greg.
Do you have to pre-register for that, or could you actually show up and pay the fee and stuff, Greg? Or do you know offhand?
You can show up and pay the fee on the spot.
Yeah, how about that?
The only thing that's required is that you bring your scuba certification so that we know that you understand the physics of diving
and not be Barry.
Yes.
Right.
That's just a driver's license, really. That's all you need for that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, Greg, I think that's awesome stuff you're doing, making this opportunity available to divers, you know, around the world, around the country, for that matter. I mean, it's just another thing you could do.
Retro.
Very retro. Yeah. Classic diving, for sure. Yeah.
It is, but it's kind of like maintaining the history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which is part of the Historical Diving Society. That's what they do. They catalog all this stuff, all the data and all the equipment. It's pretty fascinating.
You know, if I
stuff.
Own that helmet, you know,
how did you find a suit small
Go ahead,
enough?
Barry.
just interrupt everybody.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Made, okay, they make four sizes of suits.
Four sizes, okay.
Four sizes of suits.
All right. Well, yeah, so Barry needs an XXXL, and so what were you going to say, CJ?
I was going to say, if I own that helmet, I would wear it out to grocery shop like instead of a COVID mask.
Right, there you go. Hey, multitask, why not? That would be the ultimate.
Sneeze on me!
That would be
I'm impervious!
Yeah, I like it. And plus, you know, Halloween, like I said, I've always wanted to be one of those classic divers on Halloween and walk around the neighborhood and scare the bejesus out of the neighborhood kids.
That'd be awesome.
Just without boots.
Just you blow bubbles at them, I guess, right?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Get it real! Woo!
If you hate to stay indoors to avoid all those corona spores, there is one place that you can go that we all know way down below.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
Maintain social distance or dive in a wet existence. You can drown that virus in the sea and make it safe for you and me. So if you're up for the task, all you need is your dive mask. You won't need a respirator when you use your regulator.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
One of us has made a gross error.
That's probably me. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and Scuba Steve. Both of you guys feel this Mark V thing would be not only the ultimate barrier from the virus, if you just walked around in a Mark V outfit and the whole thing. I mean, do you want to do it now that you've heard Greg Davis tell us all about it? What do you think, CJ?
Yeah.
Steve?
Oh, absolutely.
You're in? Scuba. Yeah. Well, see, Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve. He, well, you know, he does all that stuff. Of course he
I
would.
I want to go.
Yeah.
You should go, Greg.
Yeah, come Mermaid on. Abby is in. And obviously, if Michelle, who is probably, she's about fetus size, about the same size as Abby.
Fetus.
I mean, oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I mean, just
I don't know. Abby may just be a little bit taller.
Than that was her nickname, well, by the way.
Petite the fetus. Is nicer. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my oddly themed 1920s gangster style nickname.
Exactly. For the original four Scuba Radio Mermaids, they were kind of like a gang. And we were in Chicago, and I think it was Nikki Balls.
Big Pissy. Nikki's
Balls. Loose Lips, and the Fetus. That was the four original Scuba Radio
Bloody
Mermaids.
Bloody brilliant.
That was before we had standards. Now,
standards are lower back then.
We do now.
Yeah, actually.
We got standards now, Greg?
Yeah, well.
No, but you go to jail for it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, but anyway, yeah, I mean, The Mark V diving system, pretty cool idea. It just kind of, like I said, mark off the list. And I guess it's kind of turned into like a little hobby that you're doing, Greg. Is that what it is now that you instruct on this system or what?
We turned it into what we thought might be a business, and it turns out we might be lucky if someday we break even.
Yeah, well, I would imagine it costs quite a bit.
That.
But it costs a lot of money to maintain that old classic stuff, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And every time we rip a cuff on a suit, we're down for 2 days while we're waiting for it to go back together.
Right.
So, I mean, it's everything is old school, but in some ways it's great. And in some ways it's awkward.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it.
Yeah. Well, it's about the experience. That's what they say. It's going to make us happier especially when everybody's in lockdown and can't do a whole lot of traveling, that kind of thing. It's these type of experiences that might be available to you. Here, if you're in Florida or can get to Vortex Springs there on the 31st of October, you can have this experience and just, you know, file it away as one of those cool things that you did back in the day and share with your diving buddies in the future. I think it's awesome. I love this kind of stuff. There's always something new as a diver to kind of, you know, do, you know, because you get that vibe back from people sometimes that have like sampled scuba diving on a vacation or something. And they said, oh yeah, I did that back in the day on my honeymoon or whatever. And we went and did a Discover dive and yeah, we don't do that anymore. I'm like, you haven't scuba dived. You don't know what you're talking about. You got to get in there and, taste a little bit of everything. And this is kind of one of those type of experiences. Would you agree, Greg?
Yes, I would. And actually, I have talked to my partner today about this, and we think that there's probably enough coverage on your program that we might give you a full course for free.
What?
To give away to somebody that you either raffle or choose or something like that.
Pick me. Oh, look at all these people. All the Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad people are holding up their hands.
All the greedy ones.
She gets to come back as an alum anyway. It's okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Out of everybody who's part of the show today, I really appreciate your support, CJ.
Who shows Barry, up every Jerry, single Saturday?
Even Mermaid Abby raised her hand. None of you guys are worthy. Sorry.
I think Barry should take this.
No, it's
just
okay.
Just
he doesn't want to.
This is actually
night diving. It's not something I'm looking forward to.
What? You're saying you don't want this, Barry?
Appreciate that. But no, but give it to someone that would appreciate it more.
Why wouldn't you want it to Mark V?
Same reason why I don't want a night dive. There's certain
same
things.
Same reason.
That's okay. Wow. I can live with it.
But I would like to say, I'd like to say one thing though.
Yeah.
When I did it for the first time in my helmet, which was 5 years after I won it, it was like being in that 50s movie. Yeah,
I bet.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Sure.
It was just magic. It was completely different than the first 4,000 dives.
I bet. It'd be a totally unique experience.
Was that the one when Adrian Barbeau?
Adrian Barbeau, yes. It very well could have been. Barry, Greg, what say you?
When you got that helmet, you didn't even try it on once, walk around the house or something with it?
Oh, come on. We did all of that.
Yeah, of course. Duh.
We didn't have the whole rig to be able to go dive it.
Oh, okay.
So I went down to the Keys to dive it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have surface applied air, compressors, and all kinds of stuff.
You got to have a suit, shoes, weights, all the stuff.
This is a big operation, I would imagine.
All the bells and whistles.
Jerry's got a compressor.
Three-finger.
Well, it takes two people on the surface to put one diver in the water.
There. Well, and plus, how much does this thing weigh? And it, like, just the helmet's like 40 pounds, isn't it?
No, the helmet's 68 pounds.
68 pounds. Oh, my gosh.
You failed already.
There you go. Okay, so it's
other break.
The 60-pound belt hooks to your breastplate, so you've got 120 pounds on your shoulder.
Wow, okay. But underwater, I could do it. I'd bench that in nothing because it'd feel like nothing.
Yeah, you'd never bench that.
All right, look. Boy, this has been crazy. We got hour two on deck. Our friends from Grenada for Pure Grenada Dive Fest, Peter and Galinda, are going to join us and much, much more. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.